AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. FBI Special Agent in Charge Ed Reinhold says they don't know yet Mohammed Yousef Abdelaziz's motives when he opened fire on first a military recruiting station and later a Joint Naval Marine Reserve Center in Chattanooga.
At this point, it's too early in the investigation to determine whether or not he had been radicalized. So we are pursuing that as a possibility, but it is too early in the investigation to determine.
Reinhold adds this about Abdelaziz.
At this time, we're treating him as a homegrown violent extremist. We believe he acted on his own that day. We believe he entered the facility on his own. We do not have any indication that anyone else was assisting him on that day.
All five service members killed in the shooting were inside the Reserve Center. Those doubting the circumstances surrounding the death of Sandra Bland, a black motorist in a Texas jail cell, want the Waller County, Texas sheriff to resign. LaVon Mosley, longtime friend of Bland, says she would not have killed herself.
And if she had gotten out of jail, she herself would have pursued suing that officer or taking care of the officer. You can hear it on the tape.
Bland was found dead in her jail cell July 13th, 3 days after her arrest following a traffic stop. The local coroner says she hanged herself with a plastic garbage bag. The man accused of slaying nine black church members in Charleston will be indicted on a federal hate crime charge. Official close to the case says a grand jury is expected to return the indictment today against 21-year-old Dylan Roof. A gunman killed a woman and two children and critically wounded another man before killing himself inside a suburban Atlanta house this morning. The shooter and victims all lived in that home. Investigators say a man called his parents in another county early this morning, said he had shot four people and was going to kill himself. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 80. The Nasdaq is off 39. This is AP Radio News. Hackers really can take control of a person's car while it's being driven.
A reporter for Wired magazine says he was going 70 miles an hour on a St. Louis area highway when hackers, now this was planned, so don't worry, when hackers took control of the Jeep Cherokee he was driving, played with the radio, the windshield wipers, and the air conditioning, and then cut the transmission, driving him into a ditch. The good guy hackers got control of the Jeep through the entertainment system, and it can happen with other vehicles as well. Fiat Chrysler says it has a software fix which owners can download themselves or have installed free at a dealership. I'm Rita Foley.
A fire aboard a Royal Caribbean cruise ship injured one crew member, but company officials say it was quickly put out. The Miami-based company says the fire broke out today in a mechanical area on board the Freedom of Seas as it arrived in Falmouth, Jamaica. Company says onboard fire protection equipment put out the fire. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.